This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Final hour, Thursday edition, trying to head you into the weekend as quickly as possible. Fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Caitlin. Live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Caitlin showing the morning show toughness. I thought she was, I was like, take a day off. You're sick. Bobby got you sick like he did me or Spittle. Just stay home. But no, she's grinding it out. Right. Man, how much is she dreading moving from G-Bag to this show with these hours?
Well, I mean, apparently you can leave that show early whenever you want to. So
that's right.
Yeah, you got to do the full four here.
Yeah, I'm going to start come up with a youth team for Ava so I can just go coach her.
Have the practice at 5 a.m.
Yeah, that's right. 877-881-1053.
Is Amanda going to let Ava play sports? Because she's not letting Ollie play, right?
Oh, man. My mother-in-law is like guilty me. I'm starting to, my only father guilt is not playing with him enough sports. Like, get him swinging, get him catching.
He looked like he was making good contact with the ball.
Yeah,
the other day.
But a weird thing happened. The second time his grandfather took him out to play, he didn't want to hit. He only wanted to go and field. Ooh. And I was like,
look at Ozzie Smith kind of
guy. This is weird. Who doesn't want to go and just swing the bat as often as possible?
Ollie Smith.
Ollie Smith.
Yeah. Do a cartwheel front flip on the concrete. All right, Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is coming up at 9:40. They're on the road, I believe, right?
Yeah, they're at Martin House, I think, today.
Okay. Corey Majors was listening to the Rhett Lashley interview 1 hour ago, gave us props for that. So, Corey, as always, thanks for toloing. Tomorrow morning, we will be on the road for the final Firehouse Tour of 2024 in Choppy's Hood.
It'll be in Roanoke, too, on Fairway Drive, right by the Wine Falls Water Park. It's right behind it. I drove by it last night on the way home, and I had the kids last night, and there was a car that was like was on fire right in front of the firehouse.
Oh!
Yeah, it's like, it's a great place if your car's going to catch fire.
No more convenient spot. Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect. So
I saw this shared 10 times at least on Facebook, which to me is a lot. So how much of your posse, how much of your crew is coming out?
So I'm hoping that the entire PABs, that's our group chat, hoping that the entire PABs can make it. I know a few will. Some don't wake up that early. I've talked to a lot of people in town. The mayor.
Talked
to Scooter, the mayor out there. He's gonna make an appearance. He says, I don't get up at 6 a.m. though. He's got big mayoral hours.
Okay.
So he'll be out there, though. Yeah, apparently we're going to have hopefully a good crowd.
Yeah, this is what I'm really hoping for is the note leaver in your neighborhood, the anonymous note leaver. I'm hoping he just shows up and says, you know what, this is my time to hash this all out.
Yeah.
He wants to talk on the air all the time about me. I'll pull up and I'll talk about it. So if you are listening, good sir or lady, I guess, I don't know, you should come out and you should hash things out with Choppy live and in person.
It's a sir. I think we know who it is. I think RJ has identified, but we're going to have breakfast for you. And we are going to have Sean and RJ fan beanies for the Tolos that roll out first. So that is going to be in Roanoke tomorrow morning. And because it is in Roanoke, Bobby Belt is sleeping over the Chopsters residence.
We have already cleaned the sheets for you.
Oh, oh, thank God.
Because a teenager sleeps on those and you don't want to know what's going on.
It's Luca's bed?
It's Luca's bed. I think we're going to put him in there. We'll either put him in there or put you in the bunk room.
Did you guys have to clean a lot? Like paranoia of, oh my God, we have company over? That would be my wife.
We have not done that yet because we've been putting up Christmas decorations all week. So we still have those Christmas boxes everywhere. We haven't taken care of that. I don't know that we will. I think we will. I don't know that we're going to finish taking care of all that by the time Roberto gets over there tonight. But we're ready. We're as ready as we're going to be for Bobby Belt to come on over. And now it's just about figuring out what the plan is and what we're going to do.
I have one question, though. One question. If Bobby oversleeps, are you waking him up?
That's why we're having Bobby sleep there, because there's no way.
What if RJ leaves? What if RJ forgets he's there?
I won't forget he's there. I will not forget he's there. I got to walk by the room to get out anyway, and the door will be closed, and that will trigger me.
I have always thought, whenever I've crashed on the couch after like a Cowboys game or anything like that, yeah, I have always thought if I was still asleep as we were getting closer to showtime, that you wouldn't wake me up, that you would let me sit there and sleep, because I think you would just say, put the fan cam on him. Let's see how long he sits here. That's what I've always thought you would do.
So did you get something for tonight? Special order?
I'm going to Target today to pick up matching pajamas.
Oh, yes!
So it'll be good. We're going to have matching pajamas. I think Truth or Dare. That'll be good.
Truth or Dare.
Pillow fights.
Spin the bottle.
Yep.
Spin the bottle for sure.
I saw some people suggest Bean Boozled.
What's that?
I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. It's apparently the
jelly beans.
The jelly bean game. The jelly belly. So it's like you gotta taste it. You have no idea.
Oh, we've done that on the show.
Yeah, one's like a poop flavored or whatever.
Yeah.
Vomit flavor or whatever.
What are you expecting walking in to the Choppy household?
I'm expecting that Chop will kind of like, hey, yeah, great to have you here. And then pretty quickly he's gonna be like, well, I'm tired, so I'm just going to go to bed.
He's going to be giddy. Though.
I'm hoping he has shots ready, and we can just start. We're going to both roll in with hangovers tomorrow.
They're probably
going to
be mid-shot.
There's 100% chance we'll have shots going. Don't you worry about
that.
There we go. Don't you worry about
food,
that.
Food, snacks, or he's not
getting there till 8:30. I mean, what do you want to eat?
Yeah,
I can bring bagel bites. Like, isn't that
bagel
a staple
bites,
of
yeah,
the sleepovers?
Is it?
I feel like
bagel
it is.
Bites.
Yeah, like the little pizza bagel bites.
Oh, pizza bagel.
Pizza bagel.
Yeah, okay.
Bagel bites.
Well, that's what they're called, bagel bites. They're the little pizza bagel bites that you throw in the oven, and they're like snack size or whatever. But I think
we'll check what's coming over.
I think we did say we're playing spin the bottle. I think that what we're gonna do is we should make a TikTok. We should find whatever the latest TikTok dancing trend is. We should have like Sarah like Phillips so that you and I can create a TikTok
trend. I like that one.
Is she
nervous or excited for Bobby?
I don't
think
she's
dirty. She's a germaphobe.
She doesn't. No, she's not nervous about it. I think she's excited about it because she wants to see what Bobby's like in those kind of settings.
Oh yeah, I can tell you.
Yeah.
how will I be? Do you think?
Nervous, fidgety. I would like for you to just like sit on the couch and relax and chill, not go a million miles an hour.
No, that's not gonna happen.
And just be relaxed. You should make him. You should get him high.
Oh no!
Well, we can do that.
That is the solution for the belt house. Marijuana. Yeah.
I don't know that it is.
It is.
Like
it is. I guarantee your mind already goes because you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. My mind will go a million miles an hour just to relax and to chill out.
I think
put you to sleep in no time.
I think I've told it on the air before.
He needs a is it statite.
Now, indica.
Indica is the downer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
I have, the last time I did that, which it's been years now, I wrote a note to myself. This is how paranoid I was. Wrote a note to myself and stashed it under my pillow so I could find it in the morning. It was, remember how bad this makes you feel, because you feel bad every time. And your brother, my brother, like Danny, I was like, Danny doesn't tell you later when you sober up. He doesn't remind you that you hated it. So save this note so you can remember in the morning that it makes you feel bad.
Ooh.
And that's the kind of paranoia. I'm telling you, I've fairly warned all of you. The very first time you guys succeed and go, all right, we're going to have it happen. I don't want to hear any buyer's remorse.
I would rather roll the dice with that over what has been happening at some of the last public outings.
Mm.
It can't be worse. It can't be. At least maybe you'd be too lazy or high to leave and too tired not to slam a shot glass down.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it can't be worse.
Now, so maybe we do that. I do think maybe we go TP some neighbors.
Oh.
Maybe that house.
I think we ding-dong ditch that house.
What is ding-dong ditch?
Ring the doorbell and run.
Ding-dong ditch. We can do the ding-dong ditch. Ding-dong. you're not a fan of scary movies, right? Like, isn't that supposed to be a sleepover staple?
I'm not a big fan of scary movies. Sarah loves them, but I don't know if I want to watch a movie.
No, you can't watch a movie.
You can't even get there at 8:30 either.
Didn't you want to watch some broadcasting movie or something?
No, I said, because when this first came up in the show meeting, we were also talking about the movie Talk Radio, which he had never seen. I was like, oh, come on. Anybody who works in radio, you have to have seen the movie before.
Now, so, are you getting FOMO over this, Pepe, like you are whenever we go out on the road for the firehouse? Would you love to go over for this sleepover or no?
Yes, I've heard so many great things about RJ's house. I would love to go over.
What
there,
have you heard?
That there's a pool. There is a pool. And there's candles.
Yes,
there is candles. There is a pool. Let's check the temperature of the pool. I don't think you're going to want to get in right now.
That's right. That's
right. Throwing that one out there.
So you have a little bit of FOMO over this? A
little bit. If it was closer to my house, then I would definitely want to go over there. But Roanoke, I'm not making
it. It's 62 degrees in that pool. Geez. It's dang near a cold plunge.
He'll have FOMO just because I'm planning on bringing Monopoly. I don't know if we'll play it, but I'm at least going to have it
We have Monopoly.
Okay, so Monopoly right there because he...
What's the game that you think you're best at?
Monopoly.
Okay.
I think
y'all could drink and do a game of Monopoly.
Do you get categories or what's the...
Pictionary or... We could do charades.
You could play Twister. Twister's a great
game. Oh, yeah. Somebody suggested... somebody on Facebook suggested Stripper Twister. RJ always says he was an athlete. Is he still limber? So that was one of these suggestions that we got on the Facebook page.
All right. So tomorrow morning, Roanoke Firehouse. The final one of the year. Sean and RJ... Beanies and breakfast to hook you up with as well. Spittle walked by and said he was surprised I didn't get a hotel room to go out there. And I was like, I don't think my wife, I love hotel rooms and solo hotel, but I don't think my wife, take the kids. I'm going over there. I'm going to get a hotel room. Oh my God. I should record that. That would be epic radio.
She would just... meltdown, or you're not going without me, or
very reasonable.
No, you're not going.
Period. Should be very reasonable.
Yeah. What is the resistance? Like, you're not going to go have a good time without me. Yeah. You're not going to get the break.
Like,
without
you're not
going
to get that escape.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
That's a classic. That's a classic tug of war.
I wouldn't want to pay after we just had the hotel room. I'm not sitting there trying to pay $300 for a hotel room either. I was going to go, I would stay at the house.
Right, why don't you? You should come over and prank call with us and everything else. It'll be great.
I'm trying to avoid you in social settings now.
What? This isn't a social setting. This is a family setting. This is family.
No,
now.
If the kids aren't there, that house is not a family setting.
Will's not going.
That is a ratchet. Yeah, alcohol-induced, gummy setting. Yeah. That's not a family setting.
There's not a whole lot of family. I mean, this is not PG-13.
Because he said he had a possible... disco dance ball set. Oh, no. Was that 90s hip-hop?
I got a kaleidoscope thing. Club Chop. We got Club Chop
going. Club Chop
going. Early 2000s hip-hop, baby.
There we go.
That's right. 877-881-1053 for any ideas for the Choppy Sleepover. Is this going to be a Facebook Live? Is this going to be IG Live?
I think we could absolutely.
I was going to chronicle it with a video, and then we would just have bigger stuff. But I do want to do prank calls, and then we can play those tomorrow morning.
We'll ask McCarthy at 6:30 what he thinks happened. At the sleepover.
Well, I think it's just like anything. Shut up. Stop. They had a complimentary sleep.
Complimentary sleep.
Did you track the GPS of the snores? Mike McCarthy's fate may already be sealed, but which players have sealed their fate for 2025? That's next in a 920 edition of Below the Belt. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Who all was Micah Parsons talking about when he said he was playing for guys that he doesn't think are going to be here next year or their time's potentially running out? Let's try and identify some of the people that he may have been referencing, people whose fates have already been sealed.
Did he announce Zach Martin's retirement, basically?
He sort of did.
Yeah,
which is, McCarthy did the same thing to Tyrone Crawford a few years ago. That was that was a little unfortunate, where off-season press conference McCarthy went, well, and Tyrone Crawford's going to retire. He's like, oh, wait, sorry, he didn't announce that yet. Whoops, well, he's leaving. So, but let's figure out who's going, because I think, honestly, even if Zach Martin didn't retire, which I think is the likeliest path right now, I don't think the Cowboys would bring him back. I think he'd be done, and this would be it. This is Below the Belt, presented by A Number One Air, a little bit later edition of it. Over at ESPN, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler did their weekly ping pong back and forth article where they talk about different rumors they're hearing around the league or analyze different issues. And the lead topic was Mike McCarthy's future. And of course, they're saying it's bleak. It's not very good. He's obviously not looking like he's going to be retained. I could have told you that.
What insight.
All the way back in the summer. But the broader topics here in regards to veterans were a little bit interesting. He talked about, Dan Graziano did, that he believes there are three that are probably entering their final days in Dallas. Zach Martin is one, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Brandon Cooks. Graziano notes the line that Choppy's been spewing to us in recent weeks.
Spewing?
He said, you know what I'm saying, like repeating. Graziano said they don't like to rebuild in Dallas, but the Cowboys are in line for a significant retooling, if nothing else. And I think that's what they're grappling with is, Choppy's right, they don't want to walk away from star players. They don't want to do full-fledged tear-down rebuilds. It's that Mark Cuban syndrome post-Dirk, where he didn't ever want to really tear it down. He wanted to try and keep it afloat as best as he could. Cowboys are in the same boat, but they've got to change. They're going to have to change a lot of things, just given their finances and other things. So let's take a look at some of these players who could be ending their time in Dallas. I think Graziano's nailed it. Those three right there, those are free agents at the end of the year. Zach Martin, DeMarcus Lawrence, and Brandon Cooks. They're done.
Fine.
I don't think any of those guys are coming back. Let's take a look at a couple guys who are free agents who are impending free agents that you might have an issue with. Younger guys on the defensive line that have had some successes here. Oso Odighizuwa and Chauncey Golston.
Well, after your last post-Hut clarity, you're making me think that they should be kept.
You know, and we had talked about this on Love the Star. Brian had said Chauncey Golston he's nervous about Chauncey Golston. Or not nervous, he's dreading what this offseason will bring for Chauncey Golston. Because he said, you watch Golston play right now, and he's playing so well as just a legitimate starting NFL defensive lineman, that it's frustrating to feel like you developed this guy to have him go to some other team this offseason.
Why does this team get shredded in run defense? If
this show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We keep bringing up these type of tackles that are good here.
Well, so Golston has finally been able to play the edge more consistently. They Tyrone Crawford him for a while where they were bouncing him inside, outside, and he was never able to just stay at a position and grow. He's been able to stay at edge, and he's finally kind of clicking into place. But, I mean, you could have all three of those guys doing their jobs. If Mozzie Smith is getting blown off the ball, that's the only gap they need to get up to the second level and destroy things. So, I mean, two of your four guys playing pretty well on the defensive line is not going to be enough to slow things down in the run games most of the time. But also, Odighizuwa has been, he's not like a great run defender, but he's been generating a lot of pressure. He's taken up double teams, freed stuff up for other guys. Osa's finally kind of clicking into place. I thought he had a disappointing first 4 to 6 weeks of the season, but he's clicking into place.
62.2
well.
PFF grade?
Well, not bad. So not if terrible,
I,
not bad.
If I told you bringing,
either.
If I told you bringing those guys back is 3 years and between 18 and 21 million, 6 to 7 million annually.
For each?
For each one of them. Are you wanting to keep one over the other? Do you say, I can find an Osa or a Golston somewhere else?
I can find them. The more people that leave, I think the happier I'll be.
You just to tear it down?
Yeah, purge.
At some point, like, if you're going
to
have...
But let me say this also. This is where I got to listen to Bobby and Broadus and those that do the work. I'm not watching Gold... It does say something. I never noticed them, and their names are rarely ever brought up during the games when watching and listening. But that's really the help of the scout's eye and the film review to look at guys like that. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, the issue you got to look at is, you know,
I haven't noticed Chauncey Golston one time this whole year while watching a game.
Yeah, and that, like you said, he could be playing well, but you may also look at it and say, you can play well, that's fine. I don't want to spend $7 million on somebody that's not going to play well enough that they splash for me.
Yeah, or so, that on a defense that gets historically shredded.
Sure, yeah. No worries, Sanjay.
So the problem you're going to run into is that you are going to sign Micah, and that is $125 million on three guys. And if the cap is 265, that means you've got, what, quick math search here is $140 million on 50 players. I mean, you can't give them all three. I mean, I guess you could give them all $3 million, but you don't want to.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, Osa and Golston are not going to be as cheap as $3, $4 million. They will be probably closer to what Dorrance Armstrong got, which was around $7 million a year. That's probably closer to what you're looking at. You draft somebody and say, I'm going to go try. Nealand's one guy that I think they felt like. Nealand was on the way to having a good season, I thought, before he got hurt. Similar to the way that Golston's played, where it's not splashy, but you see consistent play. So maybe just say, hey, no, we got to bank on Nealand being Golston at, you know, one-tenth of the cost of what Golston may cost for you. So those are two guys that you're probably going to. I think they're more likely at this point to bring back Osa, I would guess, out of those two, is who I would think they'd be more likely to bring back. Trey Lance and Ezekiel Elliott, in all likelihood, obviously done. The bigger question would be...
Wait, are they bringing back Zeke?
They won't.
They're, no, hang on. We thought they wouldn't bring him back 2 years ago when he left.
That's true.
Does his contract expire?
His contract is expired after this season.
How much do they owe on it next year? Because knowing this team, they probably owe him $6 million.
Yeah, I mean, that's like he's getting a $2 million salary, and yet he's counting $8 million against their cap this year. So, in fact, I think we've mentioned this before, but it's still insane to me to look. Ezekiel Elliott, who will be remembered, I think, in the past as just... for a very short window, one of the most dynamic running backs in the NFL and a big superstar playmaker that it was kind of a supernova. It burst and went away. But if you look at a 9-year career for Ezekiel Elliott, every single year, I don't know that there's another player like this, from year 1 to year 9, his rushing yards per game has declined every single year for 9 years. Every single time. Which feels...
Year or game?
Rushing yards per game. So his rushing yards per game as a rookie was 108, then it was 98, 95, 84, 65, 58.9, 58.4, 37, and 21. He has declined every single year for 9 years, which feels impossible.
At least he's not under 20.
There is that. He's pushing that 21 yards per game, making a big difference right there. Now, Lance, is there any part of you, if they say, if Lance is willing to come back here on a $2 million deal, to sit here and continue to develop or potentially hold on to that lotto ticket, are you okay bringing Lance back on that amount?
Fine.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, it's a position of high importance and high value, and if you can find a way to hit, great.
I do wonder if Cooper Rush, the way that he played, and if he continues, that might be the end of anybody feeling like, oh, he's our stable option, which, right. which has happened once before. A lot of people forget he was gone for the first year of McCarthy. They cut him, and he went to the Giants, and that's why they were left with, okay, Dalton and then Garrett Gilbert and Ben DiNucci, when they were, you know, rotating everybody in there. Okay, so you've got five names here left that are real options of just, you've got a decision to make on them, and I think there are going to be potential decisions here. Let's talk about the draft picks. Luke Schoonmaker and Mozzie Smith. Do you feel like there's no coming back for them at this point?
Well, Mozzie, that's done. Schoon, I'm trying to give a better. We don't even talk about him.
No.
We don't even talk about that.
No, we've forgotten about him.
How much am I writing off? What percentage am I writing off to injury / availability? How healthy has he been this whole year?
And so he's been banged up at different points, especially during training camp. But to me, it's... The issue here with Luke Schoonmaker is the fact that even when he's been out there and he's been healthy, like last year, he was dropping balls. He didn't look dynamic. He was not the run blocker that you were...
You liked him. Anticip-
yeah, I did. That's been a big miss so far. I don't feel like he's coming back from it. I feel like at this point, I'm ready to say he's probably a bust. He's not a second-round player.
But you feel more certain that Mozzie's a bust.
I don't know, because I've actually seen more flashes, than, like, I've seen Mozzie play well in a game. I haven't really seen that from Schoonmaker yet.
Yeah.
And so, to me, I kind of wonder if, are we looking at a situation where...
But is Ferg, my guy, is Ferg still good enough in your mind to just dismiss Schoon?
I don't know that the two have necessarily anything to do with each other. Like, I think you can make the case that Schoon... Is a bust regardless.
No, but I'm saying, like, just completely not give him a chance and keep him benched versus, like, opportunity. Some of it is opportunity.
Oh, yeah,
is Jake Ferguson that good in our minds now that it should just be his position 90-95% of the time? This year, 8 games, 42 catches, 358 yards, no touchdowns. For Ferguson, I've been a little disappointed with Ferguson's season.
I have too. The over 4.5 touchdowns, I thought was a given
for being this team's second weapon.
Yeah,
clear second.
How many snaps do you think Luke Schoonmaker has played this year?
What, how many?
Since I'm sure you probably don't even remember a single play he's been involved in.
Schoonmaker,
yeah.
How many snaps?
Yep, 250.
Oh no.
146. He's played 25% of the team's snaps. He's in there one out of every four plays.
Wow.
On offense.
Wow.
And it doesn't feel like it. And so now I will say this. If you want to talk about one area where say, hey, let's give him the benefit of the doubt a little bit. Tight ends historically do take a while to develop. Dalton Schultz, Luke Schoonmaker through 2 years or through a year and a half.
Not with this quarterback. This quarterback makes tight ends.
No, not with the current tight ends. I will challenge that.
Kyle Pitts didn't click till just now. Vernon Davis historically didn't click the same sort of way. A lot of the tight ends
that's
don't.
That's how far back
you have I'm to just go. Saying, like, you can go
Bowers
back.
Bowers is killing.
Bowers
the
is
The kid
great.
In Arizona is killing. I just had another name on the top of my head. Hawkinson didn't take a long time. Buffalo.
Yeah. Let's look at just the, and Bowers has been great.
Thank you for that, by the way. You gave me the fantasy tip. LaPorta.
Yeah, so if you look at.
He's gone downhill this year.
Yeah, but he balled out last season. Sure.
If you look at Dalton Schultz's first 2 years in the league, first two full years, Luke Schoonmaker already has more receptions in a year and a half than Schultz did his first 2 years. Like, Schultz took a long time to develop. Jarwin didn't get on the field for the first 2 years. Martellus Bennett was a guy who didn't click for a lot of people here in Dallas. Scott Chandler they had in the building, he didn't click until years later. They've been really slow developing tight ends here in Dallas, so that's one of the questions there. So those are two draft picks. Really quickly, couple guys that are veterans that you have questions on. Donovan Wilson, I think he's out. Donovan Wilson, a pre-June 1 cut saves you $5 million.
Bye.
And post-June 1 is 7. Is Terrence Steele somebody you've just decided we need to clean ourselves of that? If you post-June 1 Terrence Steele, you save $14 million.
Whoa!
Do you say Guyton, go to right tackle, let's see what Awesome Richards can do at left?
Haven't we seen enough of Awesome Richards?
Awesome Richards was good against Philly.
Well, how many years has Awesome Richards been here?
Two, I think.
That's it?
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay. What's his background, pedigree?
He was
pretty awesome background.
North Carolina. He was a guy who was a fifth-round pick, was guard tackle flexibility, but has really finally committed to tackle.
Steele's 27. 14 million saved. What do you got to tell us? That this is your man crush.
How much has Mike Solari potentially stunted his development? Is my question. That's the question you got to know. Has it been damaged irreparably? Can somebody come in here and fix some of that development? That's the biggest question. So that I don't have the answer to if they can repair some of that. And then the other safety back there, you don't have a lot of great safety options, but Malik Hooker can save you $4 million if you cut him pre-junior.
I don't think I've remembered one play that Hooker has made this year. Positive.
Let's see. He was really slowed on the sideline, and he got caught.
A positive.
That's not positive.
All I care about is this. Getting rid of all these guys, and yes, you do have to replace them. It's easy just to cut. How much money am I saving getting rid of everyone? So that's what I roughly want to know.
Yeah, the vast majority of those guys are free agents. If you were to let go of Wilson and
Tank
Hooker.
Cooks.
Yeah, if you were to let go Wilson, Hooker, and then post June 1, Terrence Steele, for instance, those three right there will free up about $25 million for you off the cap. And Schoonmaker, if you were to release him next summer, he would save you 1.3. It would cost you $2.5 million to release Mozzie.
How you can have some beers with the KMC masterpiece. Crosstalk with the fellows. We'll tell you where and how next. What a beautiful background with Kevin Hagelin as the fellows are on the road. Oh, and Corey Majors right there. Mike, yours does not have anything. It's the KMC masterpiece.
There's hay behind him. It's just tough to see with the sun.
Hay?
Hay.
Like hay in the barn?
Yes.
That's the Baltimore Ravens call. Oh, there's the hay.
Or hey.
Hey. Okay. What's coming up, Corey Majors? Where are you?
Guys, we are at Martin House Brewing today in Fort Worth, right off Sylvania. It's not Transylvania, Kevin. Just
or
to be
Pennsylvania.
Sure about that. Or Pennsylvania. But we are at Martin House Brewing today, and Chiafalo is going to join us, I think, in the 11 o'clock
that
hour.
That is correct.
And is then that I believe, a punishment?
No.
That's
something he likes
what?
To do. And then I believe
bet.
Meat and Ice will be joining us at some point during
awesome.
The show, too, from
Who?
Martin House Brewing. Meat and Ice.
Meat and Ice from American Gladiator. We're going to have Nitro and Pyro on later.
Are they going to bring
well?
Us Fort Worth food?
Maybe
there's
so.
A there's food a, truck
there's
right
a huge
there.
Meatball truck
That's
right
a
there.
A meatball truck? You guys are saying a lot this
wow.
morning.
No, it says Texas lot. First meatball food truck. So that's it's parked right here. Oh, so we'll see that.
They just make meatballs.
And I love then, there's a meatball cone sandwich that went viral in New York.
Yeah, I saw that.
Looks amazing.
You take a loaf of bread it. And you pop the stuff out of the inside, the breading. Yeah. Shove those meatballs in there.
That's
baby.
How Mike would. That's how Mike eats his apple the way you would eat. That I saw that on Corey's Twitter account. Did you see this animal?
No.
Yeah.
I retweeted it. Go look at how Mike eats an apple.
I was watching it while it happened, and I knew it was concerning because Mike stopped and goes, "Hey, do you see the way I'm eating my apple?" So, like, he really needed me to know how he was eating his apple. And then other people
what?
Started posting pictures like, that's how it would be if you ate your sandwich like this or your hot dog. And it's insanity.
How would you describe it, Chop?
It's like you eat the entire thing. You don't worry about the pits, the core, nothing like that. But you start at, it's just a half.
At the top.
Yeah.
What?
At the top.
He starts at the top.
When did you start this? And who? What? What lunatic showed you that behavior?
Nobody showed me it. It just happened. And I'm like, this is a great way because then the juices stay inside the apple. Because as it drops, it's just dropping in more. So you still get to keep all the juice out of the apple.
Okay. What is the food that you know you eat weird compared to everyone else?
Corn dog. So
what do you eat? Like a corn on the cob?
You eat the stick first?
No, I eat all of the outside breading first, and then I eat the hot dog. And I thought that was normal, and then everybody I've ever met's like, "The hell are you doing?"
That's like people who eat the breading off the nugget.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't do that, but yeah, I eat a corn dog.
That's very
weird.
Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. Mike, Corey, anything else weird?
I always eat the crust off of a sandwich first. So I'll
really?
Eat the outside, the crust first, and then dive into the sandwich.
Do you pick the crust off?
Stupidly.
Or?
You eat cake stupidly and everything.
I do cut the middle of the cake
God,
and the middle of a brownie
yes.
pan out. I don't like the edges of cakes or brownies, so I like the inside. I like it, the moist, gooey stuff.
Oh.
But yeah, no, I know, Sean, I don't pull it off. I just bite in or around it, so I eat don't like even... a circle around it or a square.
What?
Now that I was making sure Alec had that for a masterpiece of the week, just there, him
love
saying that.
All the
so,
soft,
there you go.
Stuff
I didn't. I didn't ever. I don't have anything that I can think of that I eat funny. I knew a girl though, growing up, who she would eat pepperoni pizza. She would remove the pepperonis, eat that. Then she would take the cheese off, eat that. She would then eat the sauce and then eat the bare bread.
I hate people like that.
What?
Mm-hmm. That's how I used to eat Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
For some reason, they're like, their cheese back in the day was really thick. Like, it used to be caked on real thick, and that's how I ate it as a kid.
It's like you weirdos who have to separate on the plate. My food can't touch.
Well, that's me.
I can't food.
Why is that weird? I have different foods that are different tastes.
Your food can't touch? You act like it's a stranger in an airport. No, like, they can't touch
each other. I don't want them to touch, and I don't understand when people mix their foods together.
I
don't understand mixing foods.
Listen to me. If the foods didn't belong, when you put your dinner together, the food should somewhat go together when you're planning the meal at night. So if you're going to eat mashed potato, shepherd's pie, right? You're going to have peas maybe on the side. You're going to have gravy. You're going to have a Salisbury steak. You're going to have something on the plate that runs together. So if they accidentally touch each other, number one, you should probably mix them and eat. And number two, like a French fry here and there. When I first met Choppy, he's eating the portions of the plate. Not only could they not touch, they're eating the hot dogs. He has to eat one thing first. He could not eat a bite of the burger and then a French fry. That mixture can go together.
It can go together, but I don't do that, especially with the handheld. I don't put the thing down because once you put the burger down, it falls apart.
Okay,
so the messier the burger, the faster you have to eat things.
Okay.
But also, I like to give respect to each individual food item.
Yeah, the problem, like barbecue.
I gotta harness focus.
Like if I'm eating a piece of brisket, Corey, I can't just eat that whole thing of brisket. I need to break it up. I need a bite of coleslaw. I need a bite of potato salad.
Nobody needs a bite of coleslaw.
Fine, potato salad, macaroni salad, a pickle. No. That's how you break up the richness of foods and you mix things together.
No, you
guys are so stupid.
And you leave your drink there until the very end.
Oh, yeah, and RJ won't take a drink to have the French fry, the potato go down. The drink has to. Do you do that too, Kevin? You weirdo. You can't have a drink in between bites either. Wash it down.
There's a lot of personal attacks happening.
I don't need to wash it down. My throat can take just about anything.
So you won't drink your glass of red wine to go with your steak. The red wine has to come after the whole steak is consumed.
I would only get whiskey. But yeah,
you're Italian. Fake Italian.
I wait. Well, look.
You're going to tell me if now you Italians don't drink red wine?
Oh, they do drink red wine, but they don't eat steak. We eat pasta.
Yeah, they do in Florence.
Shut up, Mike. We're not talking to you right now. Okay?
Chew on your hay over there.
I would, the only time I take a drink during the meal, is if I have hiccups. If I eat too fast. That's it. Otherwise.
And hiccups drinking get rid of your hiccups?
Oh, yeah, it's the only way I get rid of them. Yeah, and it's just one sip right away, gone. That's my gift that I can't make money off of. I get rid of hiccups in seconds.
What is it? What's the
trick? I just take one drink. That's it. For some reason.
You take a sip?
I don't even need a lot. Just a sip.
A sip.
A sip.
Get rid of hiccups.
I've never had the hiccups last more than a second or two.
Hmm.
I'm elite. I'm an elite hiccup getter-ridderer.
Okay. All right, that's my food rant. Yeah. But not touching, eating one thing before you can move on to the next thing, not having sips and drinks in between. That's psychotic. Psychotic
peas
behavior.
And mashed potatoes. Peas and mashed potatoes are fantastic together.
Never. Look, this probably won't help, but I'll let you know. I'm not going to throw the plate away. I just need those foods then to be separated. Like, if they're touching, I'm not going to be like, I'm done with this plate. I'm just going to be like, no, I need you to slide over here a little bit. I need you to slide over here a little bit.
Do you clean it up if they've already touched? Yes. Do you, like, wipe it off?
Correct.
Does your wife, like, she could be like a food artist. Like, she's making sure, like, when she gives you a serving of something, like, it's, like,
they
formed.
They don't have plates at their house. They have trays.
No, we have
stuff.
Yeah,
like, the little kids' trays.
Yeah, look, so that I way always...
I have those.
I always tell people if they're like, yeah, we're going to go to this really fancy place. It's like a fusion chef. And I'm like, you should probably take somebody else. Like, I don't think I'm going to get out of this what
you know
you're
what?
Hoping
Speaking
I will.
Speaking of food, I think everybody in Fort Worth should come out to
Martin House Brewing.
Martin what?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on out.
There goes that ad that Mike was trying to whore himself out for.
And bring all the Fort Worth food. I want to try your Fort Worth food, Fort Worth.
What is this Fort Worth food? Like, what do you eat? You acted like you're going to another country.
Fort Worth in my mouth at Martin House Brewing.
Do they have food?
They have balls.
It is a giant food truck.
They're not even open.
There's a huge menu on there.
Look, somebody broke a window. It doesn't even look like it works anymore.
It might.
What do you mean it works?
I haven't asked yet.
It's not a sponsor.
You're so bad at promoting.
I mean,
we're not sponsoring meatballs today. We're sponsoring beer.
It's called O-Balls is the name of
Mike, you're supposed to be hyping up the drink of choice. I saw this on Corey's social.
I can't drink beer unless I have food. I'll drink beer if I have food.
Corey,
Mayday IPA and their Dr. Bock are fantastic brews out here.
Meatballs take a while to make. Why aren't they in there starting to make meatballs?
One of the first ones I ever had from them was the Imperial Texan. It is a fantastic 9% double red IPA. So that's the first one I ever had from them. It's great. But there's plenty of beers out here, man. You come out here, they got the tap room. When they open the tap room up, it'll be phenomenal. And we'll find out. We'll ask Meat and Ice if they have any food.
Mike, why were you up this morning texting at 6 o'clock? Were you on the Peloton?
No, my son had a basketball game. I don't know how he did. A freshman basketball game at 8 a.m. in Kemp, Texas.
Know as much about your kid as the brewery.
So I had to wake up at 5:25 because the bus left at school at 6 a.m. this morning for the doubleheader basketball game in Kemp.
Ugh.
So I had to drop him off at 5:55.
How far away is the school from your house?
This morning, with like zero traffic, driving at the 5 a.m. hour.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
Would you feel bad? When's the last time you just sent them in an Uber?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you can.
To school?
You can't. Actually, there is a...
You can't what?
I can't send
my kids. There's a commercial where the kid's beating...
How do they know what car you get out of?
He got cut from his basketball team, and mommy's going to be home when he gets home from his Uber ride.
They don't know what car you get out of.
I think there's age restrictions on Uber. I don't think you can get... I can't send, like, my 14-year-old.
The police are on their way, mofos.
Yeah, I think it's like 16. You can't ride solo.
Okay, but your kid could look 16. You order the car.
Yeah.
You get to stay asleep, and then he gets in the car. They're not going to ID him if he looks 16.
Oh no. Okay, so apparently, with an Uber for teens account, ages 13 to 17, you can ride alone. It's just got to come through that with parent permission.
Go. All right. But Mike said he's a better father than that. Corey, what's coming up on the program? Except he doesn't know what happened in the kids' game.
I'm nervous with that, to be honest. Yeah. I don't know. In our world today, I don't want to put my 14-year-old kid in a random person's car.
Totally agree. My kids are so spaced out. They would get in that car, and they would end up in Guadalajara and have no idea they've been in the car for 18 hours.
Corey.
They would think it was 5 minutes.
Reuben's eyes got really big.
We're not at Arlington.
Why Reuben? Gosh,
that's
Corey.
A school.
I was looking at him. That's why.
But if he said Paris, you wouldn't have looked at him.
Say Italy, I would have looked at Mike, right?
Italy looked at Mike.
Right out of the gate, we scout the Texans. We dive in on some Texans and how to defeat them or lose to them. And then at 11 o'clock, the Eric Chiafalo Hour, which will also feature AM on the FM from Alec Medford, the most successful segment in all of radio.
Did you say we're talking about how to beat the Texans? Yeah. Are we talking about another team in the NFL?
We're talking about how to play against the Texans on Monday night.
Yeah, they have to play each other. There's no way to beat them.
Mike, it's going to be closer than you think. Texans play close games. Second half, no scoring.
Whatever. Cowboys are probably going to win, Mike.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
3-2.
The KMC masterpiece with meatballs being made next on 105.3 The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.